Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing a bunch of skills and working on our listening and learning. But before we begin, I need to remind you, this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I've got some holiday music going. I have a fire going. We're all cozy up in here, ready for this happy holidays. Listen and learn. Put down your pencil and let's grab a red crayon. You know me, I'm not picky. Any kind of red crayon will work. And let's color the fireplace, the outside of the fireplace, the brick and stuff, red. This is the part where you listen. You might want to color your fireplace gray, but today, follow those directions and let's color our fireplace red. And you know me, we can't just color. We got to learn a little bit too. So let's just review fireplace. And what do we hear at the beginning of the word fireplace? Fire. Yep, we hear the F sound. Fire. Can you think of another word that starts with the F sound? I have one in my mind. Do you have one in your mind? Ready? Fa-la-la-la-la for the holidays. Fa-la-la-la-la. Fa starts with the F sound. Fa-la-la-la-la. Now, one more. I had another one in my head, but it wasn't fa-la-la-la-la, if I'm being completely honest. Don't forget, we're coloring our fireplace red. I'm still working on mine, so you should still be working on yours. If you're finished, you went a little too fast. I need to slow down. Okay. All right. Here's my other one. I'll sound it out for you. You tell me the word. Ready? Farm. Farm. Yep. Farm. Farm begins the same way as fire and fa-la-la-la-la. Now, let's think of a word that ends in F. Can you think of a word that would end in F? I have one right now in my brain, but I want you to think too. Actually, I have two in my brain. Okay, I'm working on the bottom part of my fireplace just to let you know I should be done very soon. All right, ready? I'll sound it out for you, and it ends with F. Ready? Elf. 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 Yes, I don't see an elf in this picture, but maybe in another Listen and Learn, you'll find one with an elf. Elf. I have one more word that ends with an F. Ready? Scarf. Scarf. Yep, scarf. If it's cold where you live right now, you might need to wear a scarf. It ends with F like elf. All right, I'm going to give you 5 more minutes for your fireplace, for the brick on the fireplace. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let's put down our red crayons. How about we color the fire in the fireplace? Grab an orange crayon. Any kind of orange will work for me. I found a yellow orange, works for me. And color the fire inside of the fireplace. Don't color those logs. Just color the fire. Hey, I thought of another word that begins with F like fire. We are coloring the flames of the fire. Flames start with F. So we thought of fire, fa-la-la-la-la, farm, and now flame. Okay, put down that orange crayon. Let's find a brown crayon for our logs. Logs. What sound does log begin with? Log. Yep, L. Can you think of another word that starts the same way as log? La, 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 la. Take off your F and you get la, 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 la. All right, what about another one? Ready? L-and. Land. Land starts with L, the same way as log. All right, put down that brown crayon. Let's move on. Let's go up to those stars above the fireplace. They're so pretty. Let's color them, what do you think, yellow? All right, let's do yellow. How many stars do you see? Yep, me too. 1, 2, 3. We could do a little bit of math. I'm coloring one star, but I need to color 3 in all. So I need to color how many more? If I've colored one star and I'm going to color 3 in all, how many more do I need to color? You got it. 2 more. I just started my second one. So that would be, if we were going to make that into an addition sentence, we would say 1 star plus 2 equals how many stars in all? 3. Do you remember what the word is for an answer when you're adding? When you add, we call the answer something. Oh, this is pretty music. We call it sum. The answer in an addition equation is sum. So the sum of 1 plus 2 equals 3. All right, put down your yellow crayon in 2, 1. Do you see the gift on top of the fireplace? Do you see the gift? Hopefully it's not too close to the fire. Let's color the gift green. You know me, any kind of green. Go ahead, color the gift and the bow and the ribbon. Color it all green. So gift. What sound does gift begin with? G, g. Yep, G. And guess what else? The color we're using begins the same way as gift. G, g, green. Green and gift both begin with the same sound. All right, do you see the gifts under the tree? Well, let's put down our green crayon. Let's work on that listening. And let's color it a different color. Let's color, see the bigger gift? Let's color the bigger gift blue, pretty blue color. Go ahead and color the bow blue as well. So we're coloring the bigger gift under the tree blue. Gotta listen. And we have gift that begins with g, 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 the letter G. And we have g, g, green that begins with the color G. But what about blue? What does that begin with? Did I say begins with the color G? I meant with the letter G. I got a lot going on here. I've got a fireplace. I've got Christmas music. I gotta pay attention to what I'm talking about. Mrs. Zolda made a mistake. Okay, the letter G is what begins green and gift. What about blue? The letter what begins the word blue? The letter B. B. All right, let's color that little gift. Do you see a purple? Let's do purple. Purple. What letter does purple begin with? You got it. P. Purple. All right, we're coloring the little gift, even the bow. Even the bow, color that purple. So we have bow and blue both start with what letter? B. Bow and blue. Purple starts with P. I sure hope I'm making sense. I'm starting to second guess myself. But you all know me pretty well by now, so I'm going to let it go. All right, let's find that brown crayon again. Do you see something that we could color brown? I see 2 things that we could color brown. 2 things. I see the trunk of the tree. Go ahead and color that brown right now. The trunk of the tree. And then move over. There's one other thing we could color brown. No, not the train. I'm not thinking about the train. No, no, no. Yep, the teddy bear. Go ahead and color that teddy bear brown. What about teddy? What letter does teddy begin with? Teddy. Yep, starts with a T. And then bear, if we said teddy bear. Bear starts the same way as bow and blue. What's it start with? B. 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 Bow. B. B. Bear. B. B. Blue. All right. I'm done with my teddy bear. So put down that brown crayon. Ready? Let's do our train. Silver or gray. I'm going to use my pencil to make a gray color. And I'm going to color the train gray. Go ahead and color your train engine gray. Now, train can be a little tricky. That actually has an R blend at the beginning. Train. You can hear like a R. You got to be really careful on the train part, because sometimes it sounds like it's kind of like a train, but it's not. I'm here to tell you it's not. Train starts with r. It has a T and an R together. Train. There is something else in our picture that begins the same way as train, with that TR blend, that R blend. Do you see it? Yes, the tree, the pretty, pretty tree. I saved it for last on purpose. All right, we're going to color the ornaments. Ready for this? We're going to color the ornaments red, any kind of red. But before you start coloring them red, stop, stop, stop. Let's count them. Touch them and count them. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ornaments are on our tree. Now let's color all 10 red. So 10 ornaments are on the tree. I know lots of ways to make 10, by the way. Did you know if I color 5 of these ornaments, that I only need how many more to make a 10? If I color 5 ornaments, how many more would make a 10? 5 more. So many of you already know that. 5 plus 5 is 10. So that means if I color 6 of these, how many more would I need to color to make 10? If 5 and 5 make 10, then 6 and 4 make 10. Good. All right, I got my red ornaments. Last thing we're going to do is grab that green crayon, any green you like, and color the tree. Yep, we made 10. We worked on an addition equation. We worked on beginning sounds. We worked on ending sounds. We have been going crazy. We even worked on beginning blends. Tree, tree starts the same way as train. We are all over the place. Okay, so 5 and 5 make 10. I can't stop there while we're coloring. 5 and 5 make 10. We said 6 and 4 make 10. So 7 and 3 would make 10. Boys and girls, it's a pattern. 5 and 5, 6 and 4, 7 and 3, 8 and 2, 9 and 1. Oh my, some of you are good and quick and fast. And some of us are still learning. And guess what? That's A-okay with me. As long as you're trying. I hope your tree's looking nice. Mine is looking just beautiful. I like it. I like it. I'm almost done. So that'll help you know where you should be at this point. If you're already done, you might have gone a little too fast. And you might need to check your tree. Make sure you did a good job. But if you're almost done, we're working at about the same pace. Okay, I'm going to give you 5 more seconds. Don't panic. You can always finish at the end if you need to. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down all your crayons and find your pencil. We're going to work at the bottom of our page like we always do in Listen and Learn. So find that pencil and look at the star at the bottom. See the star, and there's a dotted line for us to write something. We're not going to write the word star. So stop right there. We're going to put the beginning sound in star. What does star begin with? S. Please write the letter S. I'm going to do a lowercase, but you could do a capital if you want to. But I'm going to do a lowercase. So you should have S next to the star. Scoot over. Look. Fire. Fire. Yep. Let's put an F. An F for fire. You can do a capital. I did a lowercase. Scoot over. Please do not write an O for ornament. Please do not write a B for ball. Mm-mm. You got to listen. Ready? We're going to put the last sound that we hear in ornament. Ornament. What's the last sound you hear? T. Go ahead and write a T. That's the ending sound for ornament. Ending sound. Scoot over. What's the ending sound in bear? Bear. R, you got it, right? The letter R. So let's check. You should have an S next to star, F next to fire, T next to ornament for the ending sound, and R next to bear. for the ending sound in bear. All right, scoot down to the sentence. Boys and girls, I want to read that sentence to you. It says, look at the gifts. Do you see the circles under each word? Touch those and let's read it together. It says, look at the gifts. Now, there's a couple of problems with this sentence, boys and girls. Oopsie, I made another mistake. I forgot to start that sentence with a capital L. Will you take your pencil and make that into a capital L? Just write right on top of it for me. Just write right on top of it for me. Make it a capital L. We need that to be a capital L. And then at the end of our sentence, I'm telling you something. I'm saying, look at the gifts. So we need to put what at the end of the sentence? Yes, we need a period next to the S. Put a period next there. Don't make it a gigantic ice cream scoop of a period, just a period. Look at the gifts. And then will you color in the circle under the word at? The circle under the word at. Color it in with your pencil. Fill in that bubble. The word at says A-T. So we put a capital L at the beginning of our sentence. We put a period at the end. And we filled in the bubble under the sight word at. Look at the gifts. How many gifts are there? Count them with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. How many gifts have polka dots on them? 2. How many do not? 2. So that means 2 and 2 make 4. All right, scoot down to the tree with the star on it. It's at the very bottom. See the tree with the star on it? Will you please, with your pencil, draw 5 ornaments for me? Make them round. Draw 5 ornaments with your pencil. You pick where to put them on the tree. We're putting them on the tree at the very bottom of your paper, not the tree that we already covered. How many ornaments are we supposed to draw here? 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, ready? Scoot over. You see the 10 frame? It's boxes with counters in them. Let's count the counters. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 counters are in the 10 frame. How many more do we need to draw to make a 10? Yep, we need to draw 2 more. Will you do that for me? Go ahead and draw 1 in that empty spot. Color it in. Make it nice and round and black for me with your pencil. And then draw 1 more. We need 2 more to make a 10. And draw a counter. Fill it in for me. Kind of like coloring in the bubble. Fill it in for me. So we see 8 white ones and 2 dark ones. And 8 and 2 make 10. Last one. Ready? Scoot over. That word that we're going to trace says equals. Equals means the same. So go ahead and trace that word equals. Trace it. Equals means the same. And then let's trace our addition sentence. It says 5 plus 3. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to our tree. We drew 5 ornaments. I want you to draw 3 more on your tree. Draw 3 more. 1, 2, 3. All right, now count all of your ornaments on your tree. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5 plus 3 equals 8. Go ahead and write your answer or your sum on the line. And we did it. Boys and girls, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I had such a great time. Happy holidays. I'll see you next time. Don't forget, you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Bye.